Every deviation from the Bible base in the Pentecostal church, and this is what's frightening, every deviation from the Bible base in the Pentecostal church has come into its ranks by a Pentecostal man. It has come by those that we believe to be a part of us. They talk like we talk. They acted like we act. They profess what we profess. Or they would never have got through our doors. They never would have sold us what has come to be among us a lie. Listen, this is usually, when it happens, a man who has truly had a Pentecostal experience, but somehow has lost it in his worldly ambition and his desire for things and other ambition. He has lost that experience. Amen. But though he lost the Spirit, he retained the knowledge of how that Spirit works. This is a great tragedy of the 20th century. Men that walk with God in a path of light and saw how the Holy Ghost works. That's the reason men were there. They saw that to be filled with the Holy Ghost was to walk uprightly, to do right. So men poured a little mold and tried to shuffle everybody into that mold. If they could get you to grow your hair right and wear the kind of clothes they wanted you to wear, then they said, you were a Christian, but the inside may be as rotten as hell itself. Amen. Just on the outside, they observed that when people were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. So here comes somebody and teaches people how to do a deceptive spirit. They remove it from the sovereign work of the Holy Ghost and the God of heaven to the volitional use of a human being. That's Antichrist. It is a spirit of deception to make men believe they've received an experience from God when all they've done is mimic what man had to say. This is usually the way. Such men have the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, but after he's gone, they manipulate their powers in such a way as they appear to still possess that power. Still possess that power. Usually it's turning the attention unto themselves. Listen, usually the glory is going to be raised upon a man. Amen. It's going to be turned upon a man. Such men, they've had it. Now we're having exposed in the ranks of Pentecost all over this nation, maybe around the world. You hear me? We're having exposed men that have been whoremongers for years. Amen. But yet they stand in the pulpit and manifest the gifts of God. Amen. Could weep and carry on and discern what's wrong with everybody else. Yet they've left the pulpit of God after standing in that holy place and go to bed with somebody that's not their wife. Let me tell you, that's Antichrist. They're trying to tell me today that a sympathy. I know men fall. I know women fall. I know there's mistakes made. But when they do, if it is there and there's repentance, they come. You don't have to track them down. They come to repent. And if they repent, there's immediate forgiveness from the Father. There is a mark left on life for immorality, but there's immediate forgiveness. And there must be a forgiveness of the church itself. But when you discover and dig it out, and it's been going on for years, and they carry on with a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, you're dealing with an Antichrist spirit. You're dealing with a spirit that would destroy everything that is wholesome and everything that's worthwhile. Amen. By their volitional use of these gifts, by the fleshly manifestation of these gifts of God, they've deceived the simple. They've deceived the simple.